Mr. Nelson, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me here.
So I've just had the opportunity to screen the Black Panthers' Vanguard of the Revolution. Talk a little bit about why this film and why now. What prompted you to make this film now?
Well, when we talk about now, I have to say that I started the film 7 years ago. We felt in the beginning, as we started, that it was very relevant to today. You know, we're talking about today, 7 years ago. You know, little did we know that it would be as relevant as it is at this historical moment that we find ourselves in now. I felt that there hadn't been a film that really gave the story of the rise and fall of the Black Panther Party. And then, you know, as a filmmaker, I felt that, you know, there were such great characters, there was great drama in the story, incredible footage, incredible pictures, incredible music.
As a filmmaker, you've chronicled different Black social and political movements, the civil rights movement, the Black power movement with this film, and you just talked about being aware of the resonance of this film with contemporary movements like Black Lives Matter. Do you see these things as being continuous, or are they actually separate and distinct movements?
Well, I think they're very, very continuous. The film that I did right before this was a film called Freedom Summer, and the film ends with this kind of disillusionment that kind of spreads through the movement after the Democratic National Convention in 1964. And actually, one of the last images within the last 2 minutes of the film is Stokely Carmichael yelling, you know, Black Power, Black Power, which is one of the first images in the Panther story. Is that comes within the first 2 minutes of that story. So they're definitely, you know, continuous. There would have been no Black Panthers without the traditional civil rights movement of Martin Luther King. You know, they come out of that movement. A lot of times we want to think of the Panthers as this kind of distinct movement, you know, on an island by itself, but it's not. It comes right out of the traditional civil rights movement, the nonviolent civil rights movement that then moves into, you know, a much more militant movement during the late 60s and early 70s.
The film is extraordinarily powerful, but one of the more striking aspects to me is the chronicling of the interface between law enforcement, that's FBI and local police in this film, and the Black community. And I think one of the more striking aspects is to see how the militarization of the police really came to life to try to address what the government saw with the Black Panther Party being, you know, public enemy number one.
Well, you know, I think one of the advantages for us is that, you know, the film looks back at the Panther Party after 50 years. And so we were able to obtain, through the Freedom of Information Act, you know, FBI documents where they say, you know, outright in the documents that, you know, destroy the party by any means necessary. So they're doing everything they can to destroy the party. You know, J. Edgar Hoover says the Black Panthers are the greatest threat to the internal security of the United States. And so that kind of unleashed law enforcement to do anything they could. If this is the greatest threat to America, then we have to destroy it. And so that's what happened. And it's very clear and it's well documented. And so I think that, you know, today we're right back in that same historical moment. The Panthers began in Oakland as a result of police brutality. You know, they began by policing the police in Oakland. And here we are today, you know, with Black Lives Matter and other movements around the country as we see African-Americans being murdered by the police.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson.
Thank you so much.